Welcome back to Morning Ireland. The Police Service of Northern Ireland confirmed last night that a fourth person had died following a shooting incident in County Fermanagh last Wednesday morning. They named him as 43-year-old Ian Rutledge, who is suspected of killing Vanessa White, who was 45, a vet originally from County Clare, and her children, 14-year-old James Rutledge and Sarah Rutledge, who was 13. They died after suffering gunshot wounds at a house in Maguire's Bridge. Our reporter Áine Ní Gealachóir has more on this for us and joins us now. Áine, can you remind us what happened almost 1 week ago on Wednesday in Maguire's Bridge?
Yes, Maggie. Well, as you said, 43-year-old Ian Rutledge was taken to hospital in a serious condition last Wednesday following the shooting on Drumere Road near Maguire's Bridge. And then about 8 o'clock last night, police confirmed that he died in hospital yesterday evening. Police said previously he was a member of the same household. We know that police said they received a 999 call from someone inside that house appealing for help shortly before 8 a.m. last Wednesday. Officers were dispatched immediately from Enniskillen station around 13 kilometres away. When they arrived at the property, they found four people inside with gunshot wounds. Two of the victims of the shooting, a woman and a child, were pronounced dead at the scene. And a second child died later in hospital. And as you said, that was Vanessa White, 45, and her children, 14-year-old James Rutledge and Sarah, who was 13.
And Áine, the local community in Fermanagh, as well as family and friends of Vanessa from her native Clare, have been expressing their grief in recent days. What have people been saying?
Yes, well, as you said, Vanessa White was originally from County Clare, where a vigil was held during the week. And then last Friday as well, hundreds of people attended a vigil at Maguire's Bridge Primary School, which Sarah and James had attended. The gathering was told that, as I suppose you'd expect, that hearts were heavy and hurting. Prayers were offered as well for the emergency services who responded to the incident, who they said they were met with what was described as a harrowing scene. A lot of the GAA community were at that vigil as well. Ms. White and her children were heavily involved in several local GAA clubs as well as other sporting societies.
And Áine, what have the PSNI been saying about their investigation? It's continuing and officers, I understand, are appealing for witnesses.
Yes, they've again asked for anyone with any kind of information to get in touch. They've said during the week that they talk about a car that was travelling in Maguire's Bridge the night before the incident. They issued an appeal asking for information involving the movements of a silver Mercedes on Tuesday evening. And they said anyone who was travelling in the area and who may have captured dash cam footage which could assist to please get in touch.
Okay, Áine Ní Gealachóir, our reporter. Thank you for that. 7:14 now in Morning Ireland.